Local plan. We're having weekly meetings at the moment. We are putting together our pre-submission document, which we're hoping to launch on the 9th of November until the 16th of December. And we've got to have it in by February at the latest. We've been told that we shall use our planning powers. This, the new planning minister who spoke at the Conservative conference last week, is adamant that we've all got to toe the line. They're not going to give any latitude anymore. I was one of three members and three officers who met with a planning inspector 2 or 3 weeks ago. He had our plan as it is, and we were there to he was there to question us and we to question him as to what he thought to the plan. And the only criticism we had was that we're not putting enough houses in Bottisford. He said we're laying ourselves wide open at the consultation, at the inquiry process, to developers coming forward and putting in bids for more land. And the Borough Council are going to have a job to defend it because of all the... He called Bottisford a small town. And he said that that is the place where the borough should be putting its rural housing. Now, I immediately said that we have a flooding issue here. And he came back at me like a flash and he said, 100-year flooding can be mitigated against now, and that is no excuse. And you'll have a job to get any inspector to believe you on that. But the chief executive has taken it up, and it'll just be a developer challenging it. It won't an inspector can't throw it out that we haven't got enough housing here, but a developer could challenge it, and he could then the inspector could side up with the developers. But he just reeled off everything we've got, and we've got more than some of the towns that have got local plans. We've got 2 doctor's surgeries, we've got a dentist, we've got a vet, we've got a secondary school, we've got a primary school who's got plenty of capacity. And the county council has said the primary school could be extended even more. They're not backing us. I respect your views, Bob, but I'm afraid you've got to respect mine.
Yeah, but I think you need to support the village.
We can't support the village against the inspector.
I think you need to. That's why you're a ward councillor.
All right. Well, you take the job on then.
I think there is a degree of that, though, Prue. That at the end of the day, I understand the inspector, but the inspector are at the end of the day going to have to. The people who are going to put forward the proposal to the inspector are going to be Melton Borough Council. They are. And Melton Borough Council need to listen to the parishioners of the borough. And we need the ward councillors not to be acting on their own volition and their own beliefs, but we need them, especially when they know very well how the people of the parish feel, they need to listen to them.
I don't get that from everybody. I get a lot of people saying to me, we need more development.
Do you have 140 people come to you all at once at a single meeting and say that they want more building?
Oh, can we build more? We want more flooding. We've got to get ready for the flooding. Let's build more houses here. Nowhere for the water to go. Beautiful.
Can we have to close the session, not more public, please?
So, Prue, there's clear evidence that the people of this parish are concerned about overdevelopment. Clear evidence, not hearsay, not number of people who told you, but that you had a process in place called the neighbourhood plan, which is by statute a process.
We've gone through that process.
Yeah, but the local plan is very different. The local plan is very different. We've been to speak at the local plan. You know we have. We've been in lots of those meetings throughout. Oxford's been well represented, and we know sometimes I have had to sit next to a person who's prepared to speak, who's got the same rights as I have, and then I ask him who he is, and I find he's a developer who has the chance of making millions out of the decisions that will be made by this local plan. And he's got the same vote as I have, and I'm representing the people of Bottisford. That's wrong. And I said it at the time to your planning people, and it never got fixed. So you've got this guy there talking, he thinks he ought to have 500 homes in Bottisford. You see, well, you declare who you are before you say that. He's actually a member of Barrett Homes, and he's speaking as if he's one of me. It's not on that, isn't it? Anyway, we've been through that.
Well, we do know all of who the developer
Well, you do, but the other people in the room don't. So anyway, now, what I'm saying is we've been through a democratic process and we've listened to the people. Sometimes that's been very painful to do that, and sometimes I've had to stand up to others who disagree with that and all sorts. People in this room, they know about that. But I've always stuck to my guns and said, we will represent the people of the parish. And now, at the 11th hour, maybe it's even the 10th hour, maybe it's a bit more, I feel as though we're being let down. We're being let down by the officers because they know the way we try to work with them, but we're also being let down by our ward councillors. And you, throughout your emails, Amy, came up with various reasons. So you said things like, when Bowbridge Gardens and Beckingthorpe Estates were proposed, there wasn't the opposition that there is now. Okay, maybe, that's fine. There's a rumour circulating that one of our convenience stores is not meeting its target. I'm sorry, but I don't know if that's a rumour or what, but it isn't a big thing that people are talking about in this parish. They really are not.
It is not.
They are far more worried about this place becoming a town. And you're even saying that the inspector that you've been talking about is already considering this as a little town. It is not a little town. This is a village that's worth protecting. It's a parish that's worth protecting. It is not a little town. And it must never think of itself as a little town. Or soon as though, will be another Bingham. And we don't want that. We've got the evidence to say. And we ask however conflicted our ward councillors feel they are, they must stick up for us and they must protect this village because that's what the people want.
Well, I get different signals from people in this village.
Well, then what's the point in us of meeting as a neighbourhood plan steering group? What was the point in the questionnaire? What's the point in asking people to fill in all those forms and have those meetings in this room? And in what was the point in doing all that? It's at the end of the day.
What was your response?
At the end of the day, you're going to say, well, I've got a few people who come and see me and they tell me that they're worried about the co-op closing down. Really? That's not democracy.
Same year on year on year. Same way.
Now, we're particularly stymied at the moment because we have the mayor as well. And, you know, that's a tricky situation. I understand that. But we need support. We're giving it support at the local level. We need the next support at the borough level. Or else we'll have no chance. And we'll have the bulldozers all around the place for the next...
We will. We're 20-year plan.
How many people...
Yeah, the way it keeps filtering down, it keeps sounding like we keep needing to take more houses on because somewhere outside of Calmby it won't happen.
That's
the reason. Why can't we?
Easy target.
When you've got people coming to you that's from the north, you can't stop in the village. We've got a desperate shortage of rented accommodation. Rents in Bottisford are higher than anywhere else in the borough.
We know, and we want to fix that.
You want to start thinking about it.
We want to fix that. We've said that all the way along. Two and three bedroom homes. We want that.
What, you're building them to rent, are you?
We said we want two and three bedroom homes that are easy affordable by either empty nesters or people who are joining the population. We've said that all the way along. We've talked about with the day bars on the place here. We've talked about Colin Wilkinson on the place over there. It's an essential part of the plan. So don't start throwing that at me now. That's not... You can't criticise us for that. We want that as well. But we don't want 428 of them. Mm-hmm. We don't need it.
Well, you can go to the inquiry when it's held and you can put your view across.
It won't be my view, by the way. It's the view of the parishioners. That's what it is. It's not Bob Bayman's view. It's the view of the parishioners because we've consulted widely on it.
To be honest, though, Bob, is it going to make any difference, do you think?
Well, this is my fear. Yeah. And because you've got the chair of the group that's putting it together... doing this, and you've got no support from our borough councils. This is my fear. So all that work put into it, what do? We didn't get it all. The first time the inspector says, oh, you're a small town, you say, oh, yeah, I agree, the co-op's going to close down, so we've got to look after it. Really? No, that's not what the people think.
Why did they build the primary school with such excess capacity? Because Bottisford was a growth area.
Do you know what? I don't even mind it growing, Prue. I don't mind it growing. I've said that all the way along. 300 homes, we can accommodate it. 428, we cannot. It's not bottom-up proof. It's because you can't find space anywhere else in the parish, in the borough to do it. So therefore, we've been hit hard. That's why it is. Everybody knows it, and your officers have even told us that. So that's why we're getting it, not because it's needed. Let's not pretend it's needed. It is not needed.
There is a need in Bottisford for houses.
There you go. Yeah, I've said 300, yeah, but not 48.
Seems to be going up all the time though. I mean, is this going to be the final figure?
No, it's minimum.
Because the head and the figures aren't out yet. And the And the Henley figures could be melt another 1,000.
And the 428 don't include those that have been built since 2011, so it's actually nearer 480.
No, it's not.
It is. You check your planning.
It's true, that.
But the Henley figures aren't out there. And the Henley figures could affect us quite badly. We have got some reserve sites for those.
We either know that you are sad about that and you want to stop this happening, or you're sitting there thinking, well, that's a good thing, because it'll mean we're keeping the co-op or the spa shop going. You know, I don't think you're actually standing there saying, oh, that's a bad thing. You need to be stopping this happening. We need it to hear you arguing.
Not everybody wants internet shopping. There's a lot of people now saying that the shops are being killed because everybody's buying online.
But it's not everyone actually doing that.
Prue, you misunderstand what I'm saying. Nobody, 0% of people have come to us in the neighbourhood plan process and said, this village is dying because of the internet. They're not saying that. What they're saying to us is we do not want this to become a small town. The opposite of what you're saying, Prue. So you can either decide to go along with it and what you believe to be true, and disregard the process that we've gone through. You can do that if you want to. But I would say that's not good representation of the people. And I'm telling you face to face, I would only say to you face to face, I don't want to be saying this behind the scenes to other people, it's to you. You've got the opportunity to actually stand up for the village and do something about it. Or you can say, the internet's killing the shop, so therefore we should have more houses to compensate. I think it's not going to work, Bro.
We have got to take our share of housing.
We've taken more than our share of housing.
No, Melton Borough has to. And we have to put it in sustainable villages. We're putting 4,000 in Melton. We've got no road. The houses in Melton are going to cost absolutely nothing because the developers are going to have to pay for the road.
But
it's been costed at about 100 and something thousand now, what they call a distributor road.
But you're coming up with all the reasons of why we ought to take more homes. Instead,
we've got to take them. We can't do anything else.
Yes, you can. You've got three brownfield sites.
I have met with Alan Duncan, and he's told us what to do.
He's told you what to do, has he?
Yes, he said Pottisford is the main area of the borough to take some housing.
Right, so that's what you say, okay, so he's the MP, so
no,
we have to
I
take
didn't
it.
Say that. Dave and I met him in Eastport.
Well, don't meet with him. Meet with your parishioners and ask them what they want.
We do.
Well, when they tell you they don't want to be told
no,
about.
They don't want to say that.
Okay, well, that's what
Alan Duncan won't meet with the parishioners.
It just seems like it's fair enough. Plus, they don't need more homes. I don't think that's being
argued.
But we don't need to keep taking everybody else's.
You're not taking everybody else's, it's done on a proportion basis. You're by far the biggest village in the borough.
But we keep hearing that, oh, well, these houses can't go there anymore, so we have to have them.
We're going to get planning advice, our own planning advice, and we'll work out a way of protecting ourselves as best as possible.
Yeah.
This is a sea wave attacking us.
And they should give us new figures in 5 years' time, isn't it? As well.
It's a sea wave coming towards us, we know. And it feels terrible to be out of control of that. So the best thing we can do is go and get better planning advice for us, to actually, and Estrabi are doing the same thing, by the way. Estrabi are saying, we've had this up to our neck because the same thing's happened to them. So they're getting independent planning advice. I went to the meeting at Hose Village Hall the other week, and they're getting themselves sorted out in the same sort of way. It's not good what's happening by the Borough Council. It's not good what's happening to our parish. And we've got to defend it. If they're not going to help us out, we'll have to get independent planning advice.